It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're going to be focusing on tourism in Tuolumne County. We're pleased to be joined in studio by Lisa Mayo, Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau Executive Director. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So as we gear up for the new year, first off, tell us a little bit about the Visitors Bureau, what exactly you are, and how you receive funding.
Great. The Visitors Bureau is the entity that markets Tuolumne County, and I like to say to the world. We, of course, market it locally and regionally to the Bay Area. That's a big market for us, but we have stepped into international promotions as well. And it is our job to get folks here and get them to enjoy everything in our county, get them to know about everything so they can linger longer, as we like to say. We are funded through the transient occupancy tax. That is the tax on hotel rooms. When people stay the night, they pay an additional tax on their room. In Tuolumne County, it's 10% of the room night. And that money goes to either the city or the county, depending on where they're staying. And the Visitor Bureau receives 25% of that 10%. And that is the funding that we receive to do all of this marketing.
Is it just hotels or Airbnb? Are they counted as well?
Airbnb is actually counted as well. We had a couple years back, our former treasurer tax collector was able to work with Airbnb and was able to secure the TOT coming into the county through them as well. So that was a really great job on her part.
I know in recent years, your physical offices too have changed a little bit. So where are you located now?
So we are now at 193 South Washington Street, just a couple doors down from Embers. And it's a great location for us. We really enjoy being downtown and being part of the Sonora community as well.
And are there other smaller offices as well, visitor stations?
Yes, we have one in Chinese Camp, and that is a great location as far as capturing those folks that are going into Yosemite and have questions ahead of time. And then we have a seasonal visitor center that we just did for the first time this last year with the Groveland Gateway Museum. And that was a really great opportunity for us to work with them. We plan on doing that again, where we are able to advertise visitor information. We have a Yosemite National Park Ranger there as well to answer any questions about Yosemite specifically. And it brought a lot more people into the museum. So that was a great partnership.
Yeah, is that a pretty relatively new thing, having a park ranger on hand?
That has been done for the last couple of years.
Okay.
We had a previous location in Groveland, and it wasn't getting quite the traffic we wanted. And especially having that resource of a park ranger, we really wanted to highlight that. And so it is really great. And of course, there's something about park rangers and kids, and when families stop in, they get the rangers get a lot of attention from those kids.
A while back, stopping into the downtown location, I was surprised all the gear you have as well, coffee cups and shirts, I remember. So a lot of marketing for Tuolumne County.
Yeah, we have a lot of things with our logos on them, and a lot of just kind of unique products that you don't find just anywhere. So yeah, it's fun to get the word out through that.
One of the early things I want to ask you about is the government shutdown that's currently ongoing. I know the Visitors Bureau has been pretty active during this time. What can you tell us about things that you've been doing?
Well, I think one of the biggest things we did was we have a campaign called Tuolumne County is Too Cool to Trash. And as we know from previous shutdowns, there have been issues with trash in the park, and not just in the park, but going on up into our national forest land as well, up Highway 108 and the Pinecrest area. It's really unfortunate that people don't pick up after themselves. And we have a lot of people comment on social media, well, shouldn't people be doing that? Well, yes, they should, but they don't always do that. So we wanted to see what we could do to help out. So we went and bought 1,500 trash bags, and we'll get more if we need to. And we are passing those out at the gate to Yosemite. And at Big Oak Flat, we have volunteers and some of our staff that have been going up there. It's been really amazing, the people that have called us from the Bay Area wanting to sign up for shifts, people from the Valley that just really care about the park and what happens. And so I think that's really neat that people are calling from that far away to come and do their part.
Yeah, it's great. I've heard a little bit, too, about maybe some tourism partners helping out with trash removal. Has that been a case, too, where different businesses are stepping up?
We are hearing about that, and I've had a couple inquiries, too, from different members about what can we do. So we're trying to get some answers from the park to see what people can do. We certainly don't want to step on toes, but if people are willing to be out there and do this, we think it's a great thing and want to try to do whatever we can to make that happen.
Talking about the government shutdown first, earlier in the summer, there was the Donnell fire and the Ferguson fire. I have to imagine those had a negative impact as well on many of the tourism partners.
Those did. And, you know, the fires are just a really unfortunate thing that happens. And with the Donnell fire and everything that happened there with the Dardanelle Resort and all the cabins, you know, that was a great loss. And we had two major highways closed at the same time, 120 and 108, and it was during peak tourism season. So we do know that there was definitely some loss of business there. At the Visitors Bureau, when these things happen, we really need to gauge like when it's appropriate to start inviting people back, because there's a time when we just really need to focus on community and what's happening. But when it was time to invite people back, we started a Summer 2.0 campaign, which was about pushing a reset button on summer. We still had some time of summer left. And so we think that that was doing really well. And then in November, we had a really great fall as far as the weather. And early November, before we knew the weather would be so great, we did Fall is the New Summer. So it kind of, the two campaigns kind of piggybacked on one another, just really extending that summertime. So we're looking forward to seeing what kind of numbers come out of the fall months, and see if there was, if we were able to make up some of the loss.
When do you typically get those numbers?
So we would be looking at that probably in about April or so. And really, we base it on the transient occupancy tax that was collected.
Now that we're in the heart of the winter months, from, you know, an attraction standpoint, bringing people to the community, you know, what are type of the things that you draw on during this time of year?
Oh, this time of year, we are all about getting to Leland High Sierra Snow Play and playing safely in the snow, not pulling off on the side of the roads where it's not okay, and really encouraging people to go to a place that's controlled with their kids and playing in the snow. Dodge Ridge, of course, is huge for us, and it's just been an amazing winter so far. Hopefully it just keeps going like it is. We've had some great storms coming in, and then some great bluebird days, and then another storm. And that's how we like it. And ice skating as well. Those are some of the great things to do. And then headed over towards Yosemite. It's, you know, snowshoeing to the Tuolumne Grove. There's all kinds of great things to do like that. And then on those rainy days, of course, you know, visiting Columbia State Park or Railtown, or, I mean, all the usual great attractions that we have.
Yeah, thankfully there's so much different variety that you can take in.
There is a lot of variety, and, you know, with tasting rooms and Digini, I mean, yes, there's a lot that we can send people to.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Lisa Mayo, who is the Executive Director of the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. And Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment in just a minute.